This is Fresh Air. In jazz, there are two legendary sets of recordings that fans have always wanted to hear, but no one expected to turn up. The first is a set of cylinder recordings New Orleans trumpeter Buddy Bolden allegedly made before 1898. They're still missing. The other set was made by a Charlie Parker fan named Dean Benedetti, who recorded Parker solos in clubs in the late 1940s. That music's just been issued. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
One reason Dean Benedetti's recordings of Charlie Parker are legendary in jazz is that Benedetti was the perfect jazz fanatic. Using an amateur disc cutter in Los Angeles in 1947 and a primitive tape recorder in New York a year later, he'd camp out in clubs where Charlie Parker was playing. Parker's alto sax work was so fresh, Benedetti couldn't get enough of it. But he had almost no money to spend on blank discs and tape. So most of the time, he'd turn on his machine when Parker began a solo and turn it off when Bird was finished. Writers like to call these elusive recordings jazz's answer to the Holy Grail. Every fan had heard about them, but they disappeared when Benedetti moved to Italy in 1953. He died there a few years later. As it turned out, his brother had been keeping boxes of this stuff in his attic. Now, finally, 7 hours of this music is out in a boxed set from the mail order house Mosaic Records. I'll give you their address later. Hardcore jazz fans will have to have this set, though it doesn't contain any amazing revelations. Parker's career has been so extensively documented, there isn't much these recordings could add to what we already know. Listening to them is a little like finding the Holy Grail and discovering you have some drinking cups at home just like it. Don't get me wrong, there's some excellent Charlie Parker here, and the sound quality of much of it is a lot better than I would have imagined. Every bit as amazing as the reconstructed sound in this set is the way co-producer and annotator Phil Schaap has been able to piece together so much about Benedetti's activities, from interviews with his accomplices and from close listening to the music itself. Schaap asked questions like, on March 8th, 1947, did Benedetti fail to tape most of Bird's last set at the Heidi Ho Club because he was busy moving his equipment to his usual booth up front from the back of the room where he'd been sitting earlier? Schaap even speculates at length about the mysterious intermission pianist Bird introduces at the end of a set one night.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the next 30 minutes, you'll be entertained by the inimitable Adrian George. Piano, let's bring him all around and round of applause. Have Adrian. And Adrian George.
Dean Benedetti was the ultimate record collector. Legitimate labels couldn't put out Bird records fast enough for him, so he made his own. Benedetti, who was born in 1922, was a struggling saxophonist in the mid-1940s when the first bebop records came out. He immediately became obsessed with Charlie Parker's sound. His dedication was extraordinary. At the Onyx Club in New York, he drilled a hole through the stage from a crawl space below and would stick his microphone up through that. This accounts for the bass-heavy sound on those tapes. oddly enough, there appears to have been little direct contact between Dean Benedetti and his idol. This box set includes a sample of recordings Benedetti made of his own playing. On one section, he plays along with solos on some Charlie Parker records. And there, at least, the two men enjoy a symbolic meeting on common ground. This Christmas, if you're shopping for the jazz fan who has everything and can afford to ante up about $100, the complete Dean Benedetti recordings of Charlie Parker is the present to get. So here's the address of Mosaic Records. 35 Melrose Place, Stamford, Connecticut, 06902. Get them this box so you can sit back and gloat when they say, "How could you possibly know I wanted this?"
Kevin Whitehead is a frequent contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed the complete Benedetti recordings of Charlie Parker on the Mosaic label.